Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Back page of the Daily Mirror today. David Moyes back in the frame for the Everton job. The piece goes on to say they're interviewing not one, not two, not three, not four, nine candidates for their managerial vacancy. And David Moyes is one of them. Blues, how would you react to that one? Let's find out what one Blue thinks about it. The oh-so-important David Fahili. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, kid.
David Moyes, back at Everton, back in charge of your team. Good thing or not?
I'm saying, you just said there's nine candidates. Well, breaking news, there's 10 candidates because I'm throwing my hand in as well.
If Moyes as you are.
They've absolutely got more chance of, honestly, really, it's not... If he does that, if Moshiri is coming here to make a statement, this is what it's all about. Because if he stays for 25 years, the first appointment, that's what it... You know, like the first impression thing, it's really important. This, so to go back to that again, David Moyes got interviewed for... I think I'm correct in saying, didn't he get interviewed for Aston Villa yesterday?
He did, and he turned it down.
And pulled out because it was in the thing. Well, that's where we are. Well, we've gone on to billions here now. We've gone on to a few quid now. So I've got nothing against David Moyes. I never slagged David Moyes the first time round with the Man United thing. I understood it. It was the right thing for both parties at that time. But to go back, never go back, especially in football, never go back.
I don't believe for one minute, David, they are interviewing David Moyes. Bill Kenwright might in passing have said, oh, what about Moyes? Because that's a very Bill Kenwright thing.
Yeah, I think he spoke to him. I have heard before in the previous 2 weeks that he spoke to him. I might be wrong, I might not, but I have been told in the previous fortnight that he spoke to him. But that's because their working relationship was such that he can do that. They worked together for a decade. See, if he speaks to him, that doesn't mean to say he's interviewing him for the job, though. See what I'm saying? Yeah. He might go there and say to him, you worked in Spain recently. What did you think about A, B or C, for example? I don't know. I'm just throwing out a theory.
Nine people, they're saying. I can't even go with that. I think if you are Everton and you're deciding to move on Roberto Martinez, you'll have a short list of two or three straight up. You're not talking about nine, are you?
No. That's the papers. I'd say less than five. I'd say it started off less than five. And I'd also say, I don't know, I'd say it's going to be a coach. That's what I'd say to you. It's not going to be a Mourinho type, come in and buy players for 3 years, then see if we win something, then if we don't, he leaves and leaves them behind. I don't think it'd be that. This fella from Sevilla, Dick Emery, he might have been ideal for it because that's what he does. That's what he does. I don't know if he still does the vicar with the teeth, though. I think he's knocked that in the head now.
Do you remember Saturday nights with Dick Emery on?
I'm telling you, lad. Anyway, but what I'm saying is, you know, it's awful and all that, like, but what I'm saying is, you'll need it. When the last game of the season, kid, I haven't spoken to you since then. We had Roberto, we had all the fires, everyone kicking off, murders everywhere. Showed on David Unsworth, come in and picked three kids. That's all he did. That's basically what he did. He put three kids in the team, and everyone loves everything because that's what we like here. That's how we like to go forward. That's our blueprint. So I'd suggest to you that the fella who comes in, that's what he's going to be able to do. He's going to have to be able to look at this and say, we do not want to be here like we are with Roberto, where Roberto comes in, signs a five-year contract. Oh, and another thing I need to say out loud on the radio, you know, whoever it is, whoever gets this job, if he loses four games by the end of October, all Twitter and social media will be calling him a fraud again. This is irrespective whether he's our Lord himself or Joe Schmo from Kokomo, because this is what we do now. You know, the audience participation part, we've got to have our say. Well, it's wrong. Whoever comes in, if he signs a five-year contract, well, it's going to have to be a five-year plan. It's not a five-minute plan or a two-season plan or an 18 months till we get beat a Hull away and you've got a cob on and you start singing for them to get out. We're all going to have to buy into this because again, I'll give you the analogy about Man City previously. This is what we've got to do. If we want genuine progress and we don't just want to win the FA Cup in the next 2 years, we need to all sign into this and say, right, OK, he's the man. So now the academy will do this. The reserves will do this. The first team will do this. the transfer policy will do this, and we're all working towards the same goal.
Yeah, all get on board. Right, there's some quotes from Romelu Lukaku in this morning's papers, and he's talking about how it was playing under Roberto Martinez, and he's revealed what everyone knew all along. He's saying the team lost faith in Roberto. He said it's hard to play to your full abilities when the team is broken, when things are broken between manager and players. Whatever manager comes in has to unbreak it, if you like. Has to make sure that there's sort of no rift, and the players like Romelu does as much as he can to try and keep them.
Yeah, I don't think Romelu will be there. If I'm being honest with you, I don't think Romelu will be there. Now, that's fine and all, and I like the fact that Romelu's come out and said that in a manner of speaking, but I'd rather he'd have said it at the time to his teammates and said, listen, boys, we're on millions every year from this place here. So whether he's here or not, we're probably going to be, or most of us are going to be. So we need to sort this out. Roberto Martinez brought him to our club. So he wasn't that clueless when he actually brought him to the club, was he? You know, like that Leighton Baines, when he was moaning. Well, he let Garbutt go on loan to Fulham last year. When in truth, Garbutt on a straight lace with Baines will probably have got the share last year. So Leighton Baines has got a cheat as well, really, hasn't he? They play for Everton. They sign for Everton. They don't sign for a specific manager, a specific style of play, what kit we're wearing that year. Doesn't matter. You sign for Everton, you put it in, lad, home and away. 42 games a season or 40 games a season, whatever it is, 39 games a season. Like, I'm sorry, but it's great hearing players throwing these retrospective things of only we'd have done this and only we'd have done that. Romelu never turned up for the last 10 games of the season. He put the shades on. He ran around. Didn't do nothing, though. So my opinion on them, their criticism of Roberto at that period, I'm not really feeling it, to be honest, kid. Any of them, not just them or Bain, any of them. To be honest with you,
David.
Still a bit more.
I can tell you haven't got a full smile on your face yet. It'll come in the summer months.
It will.
Pal, great to talk with you. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you, brother. Take it easy, Steve.
That's David Fahili.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.